here. Okay.
Here, second Shmuz Daniel, the chain about to show follow. Okay, Rosa, Frank and Hanukkah. Okay, so we were talking about Atzamos. We had the different shitas, whether you would start the Atzamos to the Heta, the Isser, right, in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look at the first page in the packet. Amar Rabbi Chul and Tzadi Zayin on the base. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shehein Misharin, Misharin, Baroto, Buvkito, Kipo, Uvichatichos, Uvichdera. Yigadami, Bukdera, Atzma, Vigadami, Bamaid, Balokadera. In other words, so if you have, say, kosher food in a pot, and then you have some non-kosher food that falls in. So we count how much kosher food, how much non-kosher food, and then we see if we have shishim. But the question is, should you also count the pot? Maybe, in other words, the pot is also kosher. I mean, the pot is not treif. So maybe the pot should be mitzuruf with the kosher food to mevatel the non-kosher food. So we have two opinions here in the Gemara. One opinion says, Igedami b'gedera atzma, that your Mashiach, the Kedera itself, the whole Kedera, is part of the Heter. V'ikeda Amri b'may debolo Kedera. And the other opinion says that, no, you're not Mashiach, the whole Kedera, but whatever Heter that was balua in the Kedera is also counts with the Heter to mevatel this. So those are two opinions here. And then the Gemara on Tzadi Chesam and Aleph, Yehut Kezeis Etar B'denofa B'dikula de Bisra. So you had a Kezeis of Chalev that fell into the chulun pot, the meat. Sora Rashi and Sheru remind them all of Dikula. So they said that you should be Mishayr with what goes into the pot. I mean, the Rabbanon, the Ravashi, atu de tera bala di surah lo bala. It doesn't make sense. Why should you just count the bali in the pot of heter, but the pot was also balea iser? So it's not fair that you're counting heter to be part of the heter team, but then you should count the Isser that went into the pot to be part of the Isser team. So that's the comment that the Gemara makes. So then you should, and that's the Gemara had on the previous Amud said, one opinion says you bottle the Kedera itself, one who says the bottle of Kedera, but now the Gemara is having a tie on that. That Chora, if you're counting the Balua for Heter, then you should count the Balua for Isser also. Oh, so let's see what it's brought down. Let's see on page 9. Chassif Tuchas Machos Asur Perthes Vokalacha Chavdalad in the Rambam. Kishim Sharin Bechola Isurin Ben Mishishim Ben Vimea Ben Masai Misharin Ben Marach Uvetavlin Uvechol Sheish Bekdeira Uvemashabola Kedeira. Riachah shenofal ha'isur l'fi omen hadas she'yef shalamor ha'mashabola b'tzimtzum. So here he's saying that Ram seems to say that you count mashabola k'deir. In other words, the food, the heter, and the heter that was nivla. So if you look at the Lecha Mishnah, it says Shemsharin, Sham Bigmar Amar Khanina Kshem Sharin, Igadami Bigdera Atzma, Vigadami Bemay the Bala Kadera. Perish Rashi, Bemay the Bala Kadera, Imrenu Shinofwo, Sham Kodush and Ismaid, Vanam Sharina also Lachar Shin is Basho, Kumut Shinofo Sham. In other words, you know how much it was originally when it fell in, and now you know how much it is, so you know how much I believe within. Nearish is Zohi Kadavadis Rabbein, Shasar Hoshai Isser. See, over there, he's saying you didn't know how much it was originally. But Hecha the Mishayah Isser, Vaida the Misharina made the Bala. In other words, but if you know exactly what fell in originally, so then you can make a cheshbon of how much was nivla. Or maybe in a chanami that it's machlokes. The bala is arguing in Ravashi, who says atud isur bala dehteir lo bala, and the Rambam paskins. Shishim, which is only at the Rabbanon, and use kula shear to count what's in the Kedofne Hakadera also. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch in the tour here at page 11, it says V'guf Hakadera Einem Tzarek. So the tour says V'guf Hakadera is Nam Tzarek. Lo'im Maheter V'lo'im Maheser. So says the Prisha, why not? The question is, why isn't it mitzdarif? Before the Kedera should be mitzdarif. Kedera, you eat a plate, a pot is kosher. Right? So then, the Tam Isser should be nispashet in all the Isser, in the Heter food, and in the Kedera also. So he says, because the Kedera could be as full, as saturated, for Belias from before. And maybe now it wasn't Belay anything. So then, So that a Kedera Chadasha should be mitzdarif for the Heter. Because the whole idea of Bittel is that the Tam is mispashek. So then if you have a new pot and you had kosher food and trey food, then the new pot should be mitzdarif with the kosher food to mevatel the Isser. So he says you're right, but it's a low pluk. That sometimes you're going to use a pot that's saturated, and when it's saturated of Belias from before, it's not going to be Belay anything new. So therefore, that's why you don't. So even when you have a new pot, which is not saturated, we made a low pluk. So let's see, what does it say? Let's see what does it say in Shulchan Aruch on page 14, $7. Musharina Barotov is the keeper in the Katikas. Musharim Haheta Haisa Kumosha Bala Fanena. Avopi Shahoya. Behetta Yosem Mitchila, but described the Beshuva of Nidla Bukhtera. We look at what's in front of us, even though stuff is going into the pot. Tani Mila Bim Beshain Amino. So he says a chiddush, a chiluk between mim b'mino and mim b'she'en amino. Because mim b'she'en amino is a shayla of a daraisa. So then we're not makel to say to follow what's in the pot. But mim b'mino is only the rabbanon. So then we're m'shaya what we estimate went into the pot. And so that's the that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So you follow what's in the pot. But then he says it's only close to Rashba that there's mechalik between Bimimino and Bimishain Amino. Because when it. So let's see. See that Rashba inside? Okay. Page six. Rashi says Kedera Atzma is the actual physical part of the Kedera. So it's an issur d'oraisa. We go to chumra, and we don't take into account the kedera itself. Just mal bala kedera. V'ikar adavu kamosha bala fanem sharin lo sharin by the bala kedera minahet hafisha issuru nivul mitzrayim because shuhaya. Nirshu zal dafak tilu lishna kami lishna basra shum daslin bulu chumra. Right. In other words, lishna kami was the kedera atzma. V'ikar adavu by the bala kedera. But then the Gemara, there was the second opinion knocks out the first opinion. But then there was a third opinion on the next omelet. V'achar zed docha af lishna basa midabrina hatu de teir bali su lo bala. So kilkach lo kaimel kechad mihanu lishna klau al shedev shabala fanenu. So then we don't. So according to that, the first opinion says kedera atzma. Then that's rejected because of the sheet of the second sheet of Magdabal Kadera. But the second sheet of Magdabal Kadera is knocked out with the third sheet of Atu di Sur Bala de Teolom Bala. So then you only count what's in front of you. Mil Mitakhzwar Mil Nir Shuzal Modashimir Inu Ha Isser Bashas the philosopher. But that's only if you didn't see the Isser. But if you saw the Isser when it went in, and you see that it shrunk. The issue didn't shrink, rather. The het in its stomach. So then you should count what's in the kedera. If you mash in the stomach, then the stomach ain't a mitzvah. Mixes from Yesha Pesha Kadeira Atzma wrote of Yigda Amri Balokheira. So these are the opinions. And then on page 7, he writes, Mustabra, the word on the line begins, Havi. Mustabra, the Daf Gimim Bamina, with the Raisa, Habitre Batel, Abal Mim Shein Amina, Tamil Kazaik, the Achilles Pras, the Raisa, Rav Shadafil, Achishim, Tamakika, the Raisa, Mushibi, Ain Hokim Bala Hakel, Hokim Stabra, the Halakha, the Maisa, Ain Sharin, the Mim Shein Amina, Elohim Masha Bala Fadain. So when it comes to Mim Shein Amina, we go to Chumrah. And we only look at what's in front of us, even though there might be more heter stored away in the Cherse HaKadera. This is heter Shu Akshad in Tach HaKadera. Okay. So that was the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's Masha Ba'al Fanenu for Min B'mei She'en Amina, and Min B'mina we can be more make of the Shire what we think is in the Dofne HaKadera. Okay. Then we have the Rambam on page 17. What does the Rambam say? If you eat the velo trefa, only behema v'chaya hatmeim, or behema v'chaya hatmeim, min ha'or, min ha'tzomus, min ha'gidim, min ha'karnayim, min ha'tlofim, min ha'tzipor. Tzornayim, shal'ov, v'mkom, shal'vatsi, misham ha'dam. There's any place where dam could come out of. Hafa pisha osur, ha'iza potem, so he says, what's the din if you eat an animal? Now, if you eat the basar of the animal, of course, you get a kazayas of basar, then you get chayav malchus. But say you don't eat the bones. So he says that Aval Pisha who osur Hari is a potter. Even though it's osur to eat, you potter. Because they're not really b'achila. So he says, the bones, you eat the bones, they're not mitzarf. Because they're not roi lachila. But it's still usher. It's still usher to eat.
Is it
midrabanan? Yeah, so what is he saying, midrabanan? Yeah. Have a bishu usher. Or we'll have to see. Well, what's the pshat in that? Afal pishu osur hariz a potter mishi ilo enam ruim vachila. They're not roi lachila.
So you don't get malchus.
So you don't get malchus. But is it an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan?
Every Misha Osir raise a potter, you don't get Malkus for it. So you're definitely not going to get Malkus for it. What?
It could be from the Torah too.
Yeah, so Mr. Katan is saying it could be from the Torah also. Let's see. So there are different shatim. Now this is going to be relevant for gelatin. Because gelatin you make from bones. Yeah. So the Achiezer says on page 18, "Dvar Sheva in the Eshel Hachshir Min Avak Chadash Shemotam Atzamas Yivashus." You're making gelatin from Atzamas Yivashus. You have dried out bones. So he writes in the second arrow, Korbat Tzomus Yivashus, says Reb Chaim Oizer, Ein Shem Hashash. Right, that Tzomus HaIsr Mitztarfim Mehet HaLevata HaIsr. Right, we said that by Tzomus, right, we said that Tzomus of Isr, the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch was the Tzomus HaIsr Mitztarf with the Heter. Feel about some of the rakim, ich bin ashach, because opposing the sira boss of nitziab shudinam, kshakli et some kli eitz. In ke poshut that some of the nitziab shu, eim ahem chashash yishu kla. So if the nitziab shu, there shouldn't be any isra at all. Right? Page 19. My sheish lochos ba atzamos shel nitzavash bolu mivotzim beveiva. So he says, if you really dried it out, it should be okay. So he says, so what's the pshat? He says, Kamel Vel, Sky Mission Bupal Tashatsu. Yem Bial a friend, Ike Mission Akshade, Kibokacha. The field minister of Mechis Kal Vassal Ochla, Kosa Bokhlo Beine. Also, he says, oh, so he says that, if it's dried out, so then it's not royal achila. And he says that what? But still, there's a din of achshavei, we know, right? If you even something's not royal achila, you eat it, achshavei. But he says that's only if you eat it alone, be'ene. But if you make it into powder, and then you put it in other things, aim is the achshavei, because then it's you're not eating it alone. So he says basically. So Reb Chaim Oizer is saying what? If you would eat, you know, atzamos, it could still be a din of achshavei, provided you eat it alone. If you make it into gelatin, but you know the gelatin you're mixing in with other stuff. So then you don't say achshavei. Because achshavei means you machshav this alone. If you only machshav it because it's mixed in with other things, then not. So this is his Chaim Oizer's tshuva about gelatin. is that gelatin is evaceous, they dry it out, atzamas, and then they make powder, but that stuff is put in with other stuff. So then it's mutter, and then you put it with other things, so that's not akshavei. So that's what he's saying. Let's see, Rav Aaron Cutler, the Mishnah of Rav Aaron. Says on near Dav, in this book, Gem Halachluch is that some of the Teres Minatora, they mukhar and Matthias had some of the Teres. The Chuch is Muteres. Many times the reference Gem Halachluch is. He says that no. Yes, Atzamas Ruim Shashiyud Achzer Poshud Mashanasa Royal Data Rovis Beetzim Embo Tam Iser Lo Nasser Avok Shanasa Roy Beetzim Kedidon Didon Oser Chen Af Bodas Achavas Nas Biyudim Emchav Oser Jom Lvisher Gomer. Right. In other words, the Chavis Daas Hashita is the what? That when something is nifsal, it's mutter, even if you reconstitute. Right, as opposed to the placey that says that no, it's only, there's no din of Veil Shein Arui, which is only when it's Sarach Meikara. And once it's nifsal, and then you reconstitute it, then it's derech achila. It becomes back. That's the machlokas, the chavas das, and the placey. But he wants to say that what? Shanotar roy beetsim, you know, didon osur. He says after nisur gan halachluchas that somus. Muteris min haTorah, ein muchach de metzias haTzomos mutaris, ala lachluchis muteris, shem sheikan tam iser. Hay tam tzarefes gam alachluchis vatel azir, ragum kolim yasu haTzomos ruim, efshe sheyoda, avza poshet de madashanasa roi al yidei hatarovas, va be'etzem ein bo tam iser lo neser. Shanasa roi be'etzem, kinidon didon oser, lachen af lo das achavas das, oh, sir. So let's see what he's saying. And Shanasa Roy Lachim, Uvazam, of course, the Rambam Gamma Tzomus Asurim. The Rambam says that Tzomus Asurim, Chor Tamua, in no more the Masha Tzomus is in the Stav of Heter, Shu that Tzomus Matom the Gomer, ain't Exosim and Machabit Loka Rambam. In other words, the Machaber is paskining the Tzomus of Mutter. Tzomus of Isser. Are mitzdarif with the heter, but isn't that against the Rambam? Because doesn't the Rambam say that atzamas are aser? And the Rambam says they're aser. Maybe it's only an issur derabbanan. So how's the mechaber going against the Rambam? I'm called opposing shem lo skira divrei Rambam v'roshim that atzamas asurim. Frati yesh rishonim the machmir and atzamas are iser mitzdarfim. Afla Isser, Exosim Chabah Hippuch, there is really Dafka Be'edam Asur, Meshuma Achshavinu. So he says that what? That they're only Osir when you eat them alone, then it's Achshavay. Chosh Ochel Hachi Achshavinu Vosir Midrabbanim. Aval Gabi Hitztarfus. Levatel ha'issur shebishlo meheter ha'ilo achshavinu klal. When he's saying achshavay is only when you have it alone, but here, we'll call it time and we'll be sure she'enem ruin. kol da ochlam hafen shvinu vasu mid rabban aber gam mit starfers lavata la isu ze bishlo meheter rei loch shvinu kla mel gam al khluch shem in a sur ze no han af shvinu shem aven sa jalza mit kavara da mabrin vo sa ochl kopani hori af shvinu va kol modem lo sur mei tam yesh dit khos ma shkhikh batim ze mudel la khodrash dvar etc.
Yeah,
the what?
Of course, he says actually, even if it's not alone, even if it's in a mixture.
Yeah. Even if it's a mixture, it's achshavino.
Right.
So after, yeah. He says, I'm called poskim shamalos here to be a Rambam. If so, some of the people, the near the sphere of Dafka Be'enam, Asurim Mishum Nachshavinu. In other words, if it's alone, then it's Achshavinu. Dachri, Yisod Hatayim L'chol Atam Hu Mishum She'enam Ruyim. Kol Do'ochol Amhafi Achshavinu, Asurim Bidu Abadam. Forgabi Tzvarfus Lev. So therefore, there's an Issa. You machshav it, so you eat it, the bones, you machshav it, is an Issa. Agave Hitzdarfus Levatel Be'isah Shabishlo Meheter, but if you want a mitzdarif, reloch shavinu klal. So that you weren't machshavit. Meir gam alachluchas shemeinu oseres. You don't hurry up shavinu shemarv, but if you put it in, you machshavit. Shaharvin sajolt in mechavana. Right, so he says there could be, but for the tziruf of the shear, and you didn't do anything. Yeah. So he says that there is achshavinu because you take the yidavka putting it in to use. Shai has a little achshavinu. Well, but ochal at atzamos yodu the Rambam. Odi yishlom dhasam davka tzirli tosu ikir. Yeah. Now, if you look back in the Chaim Oizer, the Chaim Oizer has another pshat in the Rambam on page 18. He says the Rambam's talking about Atzamos Rakim. But the question is, the Rambam says that Tzomus is Osir. So why is it Osir? So he says, in a Hanami, it's only the soft Tzomus. Yeah, but Tzomus Kashim is no Osir. That was Reb Chaim Oizer. And Reb Chaim, that's Reb Chaim Oizer. But Reb Aaron Kotler says it's Achshavei. That even hard at Tzomos is also Mishum Achshavei. Mizrabonim. And what? But if you eat them, even hard ones, that's Achshavei. And Reb Chaim Oizer didn't work with that. Reb Chaim Oizer says, no, the Rambam was talking about soft atzamos. But I think the Sefer Madani Yashu says, if it's soft atzamos, so then why are you potter? You should be chayef. So it's a little bit difficult. And Reb Aaron Kotler says, it's talking about hard atzamos, and you're usher because you're what? your achshavei, there'll be an asin bidrabon. But he's saying when you make gelatin, so it's definitely awesome, it's definitely achshavei, because you're putting it in b'kavana. So even if you're putting it in b'kavana, there's actually, like you said, Chazon Hess, that putting it in b'kavana, that's achshavei. According to Rav Chaim Oizer, achshavei is not said by Tarovus. According to Rav Chaim Oizer, according to Rabbi Kotler, it is said by Tarovus. So you're achshavei. So, and what about the din in Shulchan Aruch that it counts? It counts to be mevatel. You didn't do anything. The bone was there. You weren't machshir. You didn't do any ma'aseh b'yadayim. So then in the Chanami, then. It's kind of mitzvah of the sheer bittul. So that's the machlokes here between what's from the Rambam, Samos or Aser, what is the Rambam? So is it b'din achshavei or is it b'din what? According to Rabbi Kalas b'din achshavei, according to Rabbi Chaim Oizer, it's because it's almost rakos. Rabbi Talkman had a different pshat. He thought that what? That the Torah says the veil is aser, so it means the whole thing. The veil means the whole of the veil. You won't get malchus because it's not derech achila to eat that part, but it's still part of the whole issur. It's still part of the whole issur. He says, "Avishal aser." There's a part of midnisha. So he's saying it's not midin achshavei. Rabbi Tapper is saying it's. It could be, it's because it's not really. It's also be'etzim, the whole novella, the whole animal. But lemaisa, you're not eating it in the normal way. So then it won't be chayiv. But it's not midin achshavei. I think Rabbi Tachman was saying, and it's a different pshat, not Rabbi Aaron Kotler, not Rabbi Chaim Oizer. So Chaim Oizer is saying it's tzomus rakos. So that Madani Osher says it's a little bit difficult because it's tzomus rakos. So then it should be what? It should be chayv. And according to Rabbi Aaron Kotler, it's midin achshavei. So he didn't think that that's the Pasha Pshat. It's according to the Torah, asked the whole thing. It's the whole behema. So now, whatever part of the behema you're eating is not befit to eat, so then you won't get malchus for that. But that means then that it's nifsal. It's not a din of nifsal. It's a din. Right, it's a din that part is not fit for achila. So whatever the din is, so you're gonna if something not fits for achila. So now getting back to the gelatin question. So now you may, so So that'll be totally in the machlokas, the chavas das, and the, because here then you make it, you see some sivashus, it's not roi lafila, but now you add things into it, you make it roi lafila. So the chavas das says, so now this is gone. Okay, so, but that's the basic yisod, like Chazon Hesed said of Rabbi Kotla, that there is achshave. If you do something, you do a maisa, even if you put it into a tarovas, you do a maisa to make it fit. So then that's the din of achshave, even though it's b'tarovas. And Chaim Oizer says there's no achshave b'tarovas, so therefore Chaim Oizer was following Chavis Das and Snifsal, and then there's no Achshavei, because you're only Achshavei B'Taruvus, but there's no Achshavei B'Taruvus. And Rav Kotler follows, I think the Madon Yosher points out, the placey, that there's no din of the Vela Shein and Rula Ger. That din is only when it's Saruf Meikara. But if it's not Saruf Meikara, so then it's going to be Asr, so then it's only going to be a din of Shelo Kederach Achila, which is similar to Rabbi Tachman, Shelo Kederach Achila by the Atzamas. Okay, this is something to think about. And on page 23 is that Or Zaruah that we said before, that the Heter is Atzamah Shol Isser Amitztarif. They're not Osir, but they're not Amitztarif to the Heter either. Right, that's found over here in the Hagos on page 22. Okay, so Bez Hashem, on Monday, B'siat Nishmaya, we're going to do the new packet of Eimat Linus and L'chadchila. And we'll finish those, I think, one or two packets on that, and then we'll take some type of break, and then we'll do Chazara, and then we'll make a date, have a Bechina, and then we'll continue from that. Like this? So it won't conflict anything. It's not going to be next week. It's going to be after the week, something like that. But it won't be. Won't conflict with the contemporary halacha or anything like that. Or ishus, anything.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.